Mike Benart from OTM Sports, of course, with us talking NFL action tonight. It's the Packers and the Seahawks, 8:20 on Fox and the NFL Network. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, they go head-to-head. Neither one of them has had the season that either had hoped for. They've battled different obstacles. Aaron Rodgers has battled injuries. Russell Wilson has had to battle through carrying this team on his back totally by himself with almost absolutely no help. Green Bay comes in 4-4-1. Seattle's 4-5. Last week, Seattle lost at the Rams. Green Bay won at home over Miami.
Yeah, both teams trying to make a run for a wild card spot. The loser of this game is going to have a very difficult time making it to the postseason. And tonight's game may serve as an elimination game.
Well, when you look at the two wild card spots right now, the Vikings and the Panthers, they've kind of got those corralled up. Of course, a lot of things can happen. But Seattle is four games behind the Rams in the NFC West. But Green Bay, they could still get back in the picture in the NFC North Division race, as crazy as that sounds, because even at 4-4-1, the Packers are only one game back of the Bears.
That's right, one game back in the loss column, and they beat the Bears in week one. They play them again next month. When I take a look at numbers at the Thursday night game, Green Bay, they've struggled on the road against the spread. They've only covered one of their last six road games. Now, here's an interesting point. Seattle loves Thursday night games. The Seahawks are 7-0-1 against the number, their last eight appearances on Thursday night. But the biggest trend on this game is the over is 22-6, Green Bay's last 28 NFC games.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your time. We'll see you tomorrow on Inside the Numbers right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com. You're listening to the Morning Blitz.